the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And it's pure chaos. It is unfiltered. It is undoctored. It is unbelievable, Lundy. We have had the most 13 seeds or lower advance through the first round of the NCAA tournament than ever before. Have you rolled and smoked your bracket? Mine, they're done. They're toast. They are officially in the garbage.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The Corona ad where Kenny talks about just balling it up and throwing it away. Yes, I have done that. I did that a long, long time ago. Thanks, Buckeyes.
Yeah, thanks, Texas. A happily Christian, man. And one of the ugliest, most ridiculous games that I've ever seen last night. And kudos, the kid hit a couple of clutch free throws. Biggest throws of your life late in that game to steal the victory for the Wildcats, a team that was in Division II just less than a decade ago, Lundy. And they knock off Texas, which was a very trendy Final Four pick. I fell to that bear trap, and it latched onto my leg. So way to go, Shaka Smart. You didn't have the right game plan somewhere in those wonderful curls of yours as the Horns got ousted by Abilene Christian. Just one of many underdog stories in this unbelievable NCAA tournament. And look, if you still want to get in on some of that tournament action, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. America's top-rated sportsbook app is putting new customers in the center of all of the madness. Bet $4 on an underdog and win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Turning $4 into $256 is 64-1 odds. Every buck you bet on could turn into $64. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. Very simple, an absolute no-brainer. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 at the underdog of your choosing pulls off the stunner. That's code FTN to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this rare Sunday edition, let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, the round of 32 is about to get underway here in the NCAA tournament. And many of you are, you know, turning your attention to just straight sports betting because your brackets are toast. They are done. You have torched them, and understandably so. I am in the same boat as you. So let's go ahead and start off with a team that certainly had a lot of people wadding up their brackets and kicking them to the old rubbish pile. That is the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles. And will it be another caca performance against the Florida Gators? I say no. Lundy, I'm going to take Florida minus the 8.5. Yes, the Gators are 1-4 ATS in their last five games. And here's the reason why I am big on this team today. The Gators really chomped down along the arc defensively and really overall. They've given up just 0.929 points per possession in their last seven contests and 27.7%. 27.7% along the arc during that span. Yes, Florida is uneven offensively. 1.090 points per possession scored in their last seven games, and turnovers have been a problem with a massive 23.2 turnover percentage on offense. So they got to clean up the play, make sure they don't have the sloppy handles. But you know, you look at what Oral Roberts did in that matchup against Ohio State. Ohio State was defunct offensively, and they forced 16 Ohio State turnovers. That could be a bugaboo for Florida. And, of course, Oral Roberts has serious range as Mad Max Asmus and O'Banner and Thompson. Those guys can absolutely light up. ORU as a club, over 46% of their shots come from three. They're hitting 38.4% of those, and they're at 82.4% at the line. But, again, the three-point percentage defense of Florida here will be the story as long as the Gators don't cough it up early and often. So give me Florida minus 8.5. Fade or follow?
Hey, it's a rare Sunday pod, so let's go with a fade. I'm going to fade you on this one just because I think Florida wins it, Brad, but I've got them winning it by 5 or 6. I think 8.5 is too much. I think Oral Roberts, yes, they do shoot it from beyond the arc, obviously. In fact, half their shots against Ohio State were from outside the arc from the field, but they took care of the ball. They only turned it over 6 times against the Buckeyes. And that, remember, folks, that went to an overtime as well. So you had some bonus 5 minutes in there, and they were still taking care of the ball. So I think they're going to manage to keep this thing close. Also, as of tape time, Tyler Appleby is still a game time decision for Florida. Certainly not one of their superstars necessarily, but he is their third leading scorer after getting clocked and having to get stitches and all of that. He's a game time decision. So I'm going to stick with the Golden Eagles, maybe not to roll all the way until next weekend, Sweet 16, but I think they keep it close.
Chomp down on those birds, Gators.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on to a 2-10 matchup in the Midwest region. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights, one of their first tournament games since it was like 83. Since the time you were sporting parachute pants. I mean, it's been a while. They get the Houston Cougars. And this line has been waffling a little bit back and forth. And the pendulum is swung in the favor of Rutgers. And I think it's a buying opportunity here for the Cougs at -7.5. This is a line that opened up at 8.5. So you got a full point shaving on this current line. Look, Miles Johnson for Rutgers has got to be the man in this game for Rutgers to compete. Houston generates a second chance opportunity 39.8% of the time. That's number 2 in the country. Johnson is prone to foul trouble, but he is one of the premier rim protectors in all of college basketball. Houston, extraordinarily stout defensively as well. Number 12 in the nation in adjusted defensive efficiency. They're giving up just 28.9% along the arc and 42.9% inside of it. Baker, Harper, Jacob Young, they have got to show up from three in this game. They were decent, 8-for-30 against Clemson in their opening round matchup. And it sounds like Dejon Durow, Lundy, is going to give this thing a go, according to Coach Kelvin Sampson, which is big. He's really the more or less the de facto point guard, and I'm putting that in air quotes, for this positionless Houston team. But I think the length, the athleticism, the jumping jacks inside, if Miles Johnson gets into foul trouble, it's going to be game, set, match. So I'm going to lay the chalk here. Give me Houston -7.5. Fade or follow?
Yeah, you talk about the positionless. They are they're tough on defense.
Yes,
like watching Houston on defense. I think holding opponents to right around 37% shooting. So I think they're going to wind up clamping down on Rutgers. I think Rutgers is in trouble in this one. I think Houston wins by double figures. You look at the fact that not only coming out of that first round, just clocking of Cleveland State, but against the spread, Houston has covered 6 of their last 8 games against the spread. And like I said, I think this is double-digit wins. I think the Cougs move on to the Sweet 16 easily today.
Blast off with Houston.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to a battle between the Big 12 and the SEC. And one of the head-scratching lines in the round of 32 that I've seen thus far, Arkansas is catching 2 against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And no, I'm not going to have guns up. I'm going to keep it in the damn holster. I'm riding with the Hogs. They're not going to be canned hams in this game. Why? Because they protect the rock. You know, you look at Texas Tech, they force a boatload of turnovers, 24.4% of the time in their last 7 games. The Razorbacks, one of the best in terms of shackling the pill overall. As long as they continue to protect and squeeze the pumpkin, they should be able to keep Texas Tech out of some of those transition opportunities. And really, I think the story of this game is going to come down to a couple areas. Not only the turnovers, but the 3-point game. Texas Tech's offense from outside has really caught fire. 38.5% they have shot from beyond the arc in their last 7 games. But defensively this season, London, we talked about this, they are beatable along the perimeter on the other side of the floor. Number 219 in the country in 3-point percentage defense. As long as Arkansas does not squander second chance opportunities, because they are very attacking, they're very aggressive and assertive inside. Texas Tech, the last 7 games, number 303 in the country in defensive rebounding percentage. They continue to attack downhill with Moses Moody and J.D. Note. That is a calling card of this team. Justin Smith logged a double-double in the last game. He was absolutely clutch. They, you know, get to the line, which is one of their MOs, and they cash in. Just play your game, Arkansas. That's all I'm saying. Don't turn the ball over. Attack downhill. Generate some of those second chances, which you're known to do. Put ball through basket, and you should win this game straight up. I also have some action on it on the money line at plus 107. But at plus two, I'll take the points as well. So fade or follow the must bus catch and do against Texas Tech and Chris Beard.
Yeah, I like this one, Brad. I think they actually, you know, Arkansas did not look spectacular in that first half against Colgate. You know, only what they were up by three, I think, at halftime. But Colgate was a good team.
Yeah.
So I think that was just a matter of Arkansas coming out, having to kind of get the feel for what they were up against with the Raiders. And then obviously they smoked them in the second half, outscored them by 14. So to me, I think maybe as the line got set in this one, a little bit too much maybe being read into that first half against Colgate. And that brought Arkansas back down. I'm with you. If I'm going to catch this thing at a plus one or a plus two, I'm probably going to go ahead and save myself a little bit of juice and sprinkle something on the money line and maybe just get a couple extra bucks out of that overall deal. But I do think the Razorbacks move on.
Yeah, the Razorbacks 10-3 ATS in their last 13 games. Look, if you want to get on that action, do so at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you want to get on maybe a Moses Moody player prop, go right now to monkeyknifefight.com and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do sign up as a new user, get a free $5 game on the house. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house on all of your favorite player props. They track fantasy points, rebounds, total points scored for college players. Yes, college players, and you put them in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less the over the under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. Have it in KF in good time at monkeyknifefight.com.
Number two.
All right, let's move on to a matchup between the North Texas Mean Green, one of the best mascot names, I think, in all of college sports. Although I don't understand the bird, Lundy. That's the one thing. There should be like some face of some caricature, some dude like gritting his teeth. The Mean Green. And that would make a whole lot of sense, like the Grinch or something, right? not a bird. I don't really get that. Please, Oscar the Grouch.
The Jim Carrey version of the Grinch, too, with just that grin on his face. Yes, that's what they need.
Yeah, they just need to unearth that costume somewhere. Throw it on some college students. They prance around like that scary mascot that frightens children every Christmas season. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. I'm going with the Mean Green, man, catching five against Villanova. A lot of people say, oh, there goes Evans again, fading Jay Wright. You know what's going to happen? He's going to get burned. Yeah, probably will. You know, Villanova, their last six, though, number 82 in the country in adjusted offensive efficiency, but their defense has really ratcheted up. Number 28 in adjusted offensive efficiency overall. However, only netted 28.3% along the arc. Again, very uncharacteristic for this team, but they've only given up 30.6% along the perimeter during that span. Much improvement. They do still rank on the season number 242 in the nation in three-point percentage D, but of course, again, playing better in that category here down the home stretch. Now, the Mean Green, they really get after it, particularly from three, 37.5% as a team. They were 9-21. And their upset and their toppling of the Purdue Boilermakers, which really ruined my bracket. Thank you very much, Mean Green. But they could really get downhill. And if they attack the 10, which they did against Purdue, and with a tremendous amount of success, and they limit the turnovers. They only had eight miscues in that game against the Boilers. I think they got a fighting chance here to taste sweetness. I think 5 points, a little too much. Give me North Texas plus five against the Villanova Wildcats. Fade or follow.
I like this one a lot. Yeah, I know people are trolling you and I on Twitter quite a bit, you in particular, oh, God, over the course of the last 24 hours. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep going against Villanova. I like the points with North Texas. They got to get it done outside the arc, Brad. I mean, they really do. They've got to be able to, you know, start off within the first 5-10 minutes of the game, stroke a couple from outside so that they've got that kind of confidence and be able to continue to drain those. But I think it's too many points. I think they can keep things close with Villanova. and I, you know, maybe not the upset, but I like the idea of it staying pretty close. Mean Green, yeah, we got to find you a better mascot, but just make some damn baskets.
Yeah, roll with the North Texas Mean Green.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, a game definitely true to Lundy's heart, and he is going to be nervous. I think the beverage is going to be flowing to try to quell those nerves. It is a battle of OSUs, and the same color scheme, the same acronym, Oregon State, where Lundy went to school against Oklahoma State. And I'm slapping the tail, Lundy. I'm going to side with your Beavs. Plus six. They're 10-1 ATS in their last 11 games. They've been covering machines. You know, the Beavs were rather diseased early in the season, and then they got things checked out. They got some antibiotics, and they're good to go. And all of a sudden, they're starting to rain threes. They are dripping wet, are the Beavers here these last few games. 42.1% from way downtown in their last six. Not only that, too, but they're shooting 53% inside the arc, and they're grabbing a second chance, nearly a third of their possessions. The defense, still a little lackluster, but at least respectable, giving up 0.975 points per possession. They're going to be tested, obviously, against Cade Cunningham and this Oklahoma State team. But really where I think it's going to be key in this game is that Oregon State needs to make the most out of Oklahoma State's mistakes. The Cowboys are turning over at a 21.6% clip in their last seven games. And not only that, too, but they're number 261 in the nation in defensive rebounding percentage. So guys like Roman Silva and Kalu and Alatiche, if they can rim protect, because you know what Kay Cunningham's going to do. He's going to go straight at your chest, downhill, and they can convert inside. I mean, Silva was, what, 8-for-8 from the floor in that upset win against Tennessee. I think Oregon State's got a chance of not only covering, but a chance to go on to the Sweet 16, and wouldn't that be special for your boys? So give me the Beavers. Slap those tails. Do it for the Conference of Champions and Bill Walton. They're undefeated, unblemished. Will it continue? Plus six against the Pokes. Fade or follow?
I got Bill like throwing out street names in the heart of the valley. Yeah, you know I'm going to obviously follow on this one. I'm going to continue to ride the hot hand for my school. As you mentioned, 10-1 against the spread in their last 11. Silva was looking fantastic, but they have got to find a way to limit those second chances. I don't expect Cade Cunningham to have another crappy shooting game like he did in the first round. So they're going to have to try to find ways to keep him under control. But if they can continue to stroke it, as you mentioned, they are on fire from outside the arc. They shot 47.6% from three against Tennessee in that first round. If they can keep draining them, and I think right now the thing about Wayne Tinkle and this team, Brad, and you know this happens sometimes, you look at even Oral Roberts in the same kind of boat, they're playing on house money. Yep. They're not even supposed to be here.
No.
You know, picked to be 12th in the Pac-12 in the preseason poll, and now they are a win away from making it to the Sweet 16. So I think they're just out there having fun. They're playing loose, and they're enjoying themselves. And I think that type of team, as much as we talk about the talent of, say, a Gonzaga, the other scary type of team in a tournament is one that knows they're not even supposed to be there, so they're just having fun. So I'm going to follow you. I think Oregon State keeps this close in the battle of the orange and black.
Freewheeling and dealing is what I like to call it. And you're right. They don't give two Fs. They're just going out there and playing, and they're having a ball doing it. It's been an amazing ride for Wayne Tinkle and company. No doubt about it. Ethan Thompson has been otherworldly here over the last several
games.
Fun
to watch.
Oh, good luck to your Beavers. Good luck to my Illini as well. We did not cover that game, and for good reason. A, it's an early tip, and B, I'm scared. So coddle me. Somebody hug me if things do not work out. And that
is
a
maybe,
wrap.
Maybe Sister Jean will give you a hug if it goes bad.
Oh,
she seems to be a nice lady.
She's a nice lady. She is, and that's why, you know, she's got the pair of kid on her side. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Check out Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, too, if you enjoy this podcast. And check out FTNBets.com, our March Madness package, still available at a very low price of $49.99. Get a Sharps Inside Perspectives, a guy's not like me, but Mike Kutry, John Findler, and others at FTNBets.com/pricing. That's FTNBets.com/pricing today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.